The Farther Adventure, Bobo Chico's New Friend. Previously, the four friends celebrated Bobo Chico's birthday with kites that they had made in Clumenji's workshop. At the pools and rock slide by Mesa Roja, they enjoyed cake and ice cream with Gary the Dragon. As Bobo Chico's Thunderbird kite flew up to the stars, they all heard the voices of Bear Queen, Lair Bear, and Gabourey the Squirrel singing When You Wish Upon a Star. Back in Wonderland.
I know you're going to enjoy the river. Good luck and safe travels, called out Clumenji as the four friends headed down the pathway.
Thank you, Clumenji, Bear King called back as Lore and Rowan waved goodbye to their new friend.
As usual, Bobo Chico was in front, leading the way down the path. He strolled happily along wearing his new green backpack filled with sandwiches and water bottles, a birthday present from the Desert Wizard. With Bear King bringing up the rear, the four friends were heading to the next stage of their journey homeland, the Great River of Wonderland. After an hour of hiking, they arrived at a tree-lined bluff overlooking the river. The path led to a wooden dock, where, tied up at its end, was a colorful and unusual boat. Bobo Chico recognized the style immediately.
It's a dragon boat, just like the ones that paddle by my home on Ross Island in Portland, he said excitedly.
Skipping down the wooden planks, he called back,
Come on, Bear King, come on!
Bear King lumbered down the slope.
Yes, Bobo Chico, I'm coming, he said, chuckling to himself.
Lore and Rowan raced along the dock and hopped excitedly into the boat.
This is so cool, marveled Lore.
Hey, look here. There's a cooler with ice-cold drinks and some snacks, said Rowan,
happily popping strawberries into his mouth. Stowing their gear and settling into the boat, they slipped on gloves, grabbed their paddles, and made their way into the middle of the river. With Bobo Chico setting the rhythm in front, the four friends worked together, Lore and Rowan in the middle section, and Bear King in the rear. As they paddled easily downstream, Bobo Chico began to sing,
My paddle's keen and bright, flashing with silver. Follow the wild goose flight, dip, dip, and sing. Dip, dip, and swing. Dip, dip, and swing. Dip, dip, and swing her back, flashing with silver. Follow the wild goose track, dip, dip, and swing. Dip, dip, and swing. Dip, dip, and swing.
Ahead, they could see the hills rising up and the river picked up speed. As they entered the Great Canyon, they enjoyed the ride over rapids and rushing water. Bear King expertly steered the dragon boat around many bends in the river. When the canyon's valley grew wider, he steered them to a sandy beach and announced,
Let's stop here for lunch and maybe catch a nap.
Just before the boat reached the beach, Bobo Chico jumped out of the boat and into the water. Fortunately, he had taken his cap and knapsack off. Rowan laughed and Lore called out,
You just couldn't resist the water, could you?
I'm a river otter, explained Bobo Chico,
shaking himself off as he scampered onto the warm, dry sand. After beaching the dragon boat, Bear King asked Lore and Rowan to set up their picnic. The boys happily put out the food on the checkered red and white tablecloth, and after a hearty lunch, the boys snuggled onto the King of Bears and the three friends quickly fell asleep. But Bobo Chico was too interested in exploring the strange wonders of the Great Canyon, and maybe finding something special on which to snack. Scrambling over the grass and rocks above the beach, he spied a group of trees in the distance. Sure enough, he found a small grove of apple trees.
"Red delicious, too! Oh, yummy!"
he said, biting into a crisp, ripe apple. But then he noticed a dark shadow appearing on the ground by the tree. Freezing, he stood stock still, his heart pumping in his chest as his breathing stopped.
"Who is that? What should I do?"
His thoughts tumbled all together. Finally, his curiosity overcame his fear, and turning his head slowly, he caught the glimpse of a brown, furry creature diving behind some boulders. Bravely, he scrambled up to the rocks, but then...
Whoa! Ow!
He cried, slipping and crashing to the ground. Grabbing his twisted ankle in pain, he whimpered a little.
"Oh, Bobo Chico, now you've done it! Getting hurt and with a wild animal about to eat you!"
he cried to himself. However, rather than attacking him, the small creature crawled carefully towards him.
"Are you hurt?"
asked the animal.
"Do you need help?"
he asked. Bobo Chico recognized him as a coyote, like the ones at home. But this fellow could talk.
"Hello, I'm Bobo Chico, and yes, I twisted my ankle when the rocks gave way,"
he explained, and then added,
"Are you going to attack me?"
he asked. The coyote first looked puzzled and then sad.
"No, I'm too scared to attack anything. Plus, you're much bigger than I am. I was afraid you were going to attack me,"
said the coyote. Bobo Chico was immediately relieved, but also curious.
"What's your name?"
he asked politely, and then with some concern,
"What scares you so?"
The coyote answered,
"I'm Kyle."
And then looking around, he added in a hushed whisper,
I'm afraid of my own shadow."
Bobo Chico nodded slowly and gave Kyle a gentle smile.
"I can understand how that would be a problem. Perhaps my friend Bear King can help you," he offered.
Kyle's ears perked up, and he asked,
"Where is this Bear King? May I meet him?"
Bobo Chico quickly explained that Bear King and Lore and Rowan were napping by their dragon boat along the Great River. He added that he was sure they would be concerned about him. He asked if Kyle would be willing to overcome his fear just for a little bit and asked them to come and carry him back to the boat. Kyle hesitated for a second and then nodded and then trotted off in the direction of the river.
"Bobo Chico, are you hurt badly?"
asked Rowan as he and Lore came racing over the hill and slid to a stop by the river otter friend. Bear King was running as fast as he could. Huffing and puffing, he came to Bobo Chico and knelt down beside him and asked, "What did you hurt?"
"I'm sorry, Bear King, but I hurt my ankle falling off those rocks," said Bobo Chico sadly.
Bear King gently examined the ankle and declared that it wasn't broken.
only sprained.
"Your new friend Kyle came and told us about your mishap," said the King of Bears. "I wonder where he went," he asked, perplexed, looking around.
Carefully picking up Bobo Chico, Bear King carried him over the hill, past the apple trees, and down to the dragon boat. Laura and Rowan had prepared a nice bed of moss and ferns, and Bear King gently laid Bobo Chico down amongst them. Looking around for Kyle, Bobo Chico finally saw him hiding by a bush.
"Hey, Kyle, please come over and meet my friends," said Bobo Chico.
As Kyle came over, Bobo Chico asked Bear King,
"Would you know how to help Kyle not be afraid of his shadow?"
Bear King smiled as he studied the earnest coyote. And then, snapping his fingers, he jumped onto a rock and offered this song.
"When I get scared or worried about myself, it helps to remember that I'm just fine and not somebody else. I look around and marvel at the beauty that I see and know that I belong, just being little old me. Not being perfect is a good thing to know. It allows me to learn from others, and that's how I can grow. So please be my friend, and together we can discover how to be pals and help one another."
Kyle had been sitting to one side, but listening intently to Bear King's words of wisdom. He came over to Bobo Chico and gave Bobo Chico a friendly lick.
"Oh, okay, Kyle, I like you too," said the otter, wiping his face with his paw.
Kyle trotted up the hill and then disappeared over the ledge of the canyon. Later that evening, after enjoying a light dinner and setting up their bedrolls, the four friends sat around a small campfire.
"Bear King, I think your song was great, and I'm sure Kyle did too," said Bobo Chico, as he gingerly adjusted the coal pack on his ankle to help reduce its swelling.
Lore nodded in agreement as Rowan gasped,
"Look up there!"
and pointed to the full moon rising over the southern hills. Framed in the moonlight was the silhouette of a coyote, arching his head upwards and howling at the moon. Then a chorus of howls were heard, joining him. Bobo Chico turned to Bear King and smiled.
"It's Kyle, and he is now with his coyote pack."
Bear King nodded and smiled. "Yes, he is with his family and his friends now." The end.